Dad, can I ask you something?
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome to A Call to Greatness with host, spiritual counselor, psychic, and energy management trainer, Victoria Post. In this hour, Victoria and her guest explore our individual and collective calls to greatness and support you in finding the courage and resources you need to follow through. Can you hear it? Your greatness is calling. Now here's your host, Victoria Post.
And welcome once again to this edition of A Call to Greatness. I am Victoria Post, your host for the show, a show that is a mix of practical, helpful information and healing and inspirational dialogue. Together, it is my intention in this show to create powerful, transformative energy, which will help heal individuals, help heal our collective and the planet. And this particular show, I would like to dedicate right up front to the good old USA, to our own country. And in this show, we will be exploring the journey to the depths. We will be exploring what happens when you are called to release everything that's been familiar, when you're called to release a major part of your identity. And it is my hope with this show that we as a country can maybe release some of our images, some of our own need to be the superpower, and that we can somehow descend into our own depths, to our own core, to our own roots, and reemerge as an authentic leader in the world. So that's my hope and my prayer for the day. And as I said, we are going to explore what happens when you are called into the void. I have two wonderful guests whom I will be introducing in a moment, but I would like to begin with a little reflection. If any of you have ever felt like you don't understand where you've landed, where you've landed in a space of emptiness, where who you've been, what you've done, what you've accomplished no longer matters, no longer works. You can be called into this place through illness, through experiences of betrayal, through an inexplicable divine calling. Something within you calls. We'll talk a lot today about the myth of Inanna, and she was called down into the underworld. This is what we're exploring today. It's a soul journey. It's a journey to the self.
As in I go, teach me how. For my mind's not sure I'm ready, oh my soul. But my heart is strong and steady, oh my soul. Grant me grace to hold myself as life unfolds, and live the love that dwells in my soul. Oh, my soul, lead me on. Oh, my soul, bring me home. Oh, my soul, lead me on. Oh, my soul, soul.
And the journey to the soul and to the self is what's unfolding in today's show and helping me to elucidate and guide all of you on that journey are two incredible guests. Joining me is Janet Harvey. who is an expression of spirit, offering herself as a channel and a life coach, integrating an executive career with a two-decade commitment to conscious living in service to others for living their fullest authentic expression. Janet, welcome.
Thank you, Vicki. It's an honor to be here with you.
Thank you. Also joining me is, she's from Montana, but she's actually in Lake Tahoe at the moment, Robin Bridges. Robin is a licensed psychotherapist in the state of Montana. Robin is, her specialty is helping people work through transitions and transitional experiences. She also guides people on retreats, hosts people for retreats in her home. Quite conversant with Native practices and a wide variety of tools. Robin, welcome.
Thank you, Victoria. It's good to be here.
Thank you. It's wonderful to have you both here. The reason that I asked both of you to be part of this show is that you have each either experienced or are experiencing this journey that I've been talking about, and you both brought an elegance to the journey and also an articulateness about it. And I've seen in my own work so many clients who come to this point in their life and don't know how to navigate the journey, or terrified of it, or frightened of it, or don't know how to name it. And it is my hope that in today's show, you can help people not only find the courage to do what you did and are doing, but also give them a little extra guidance. So I'd like to begin by having each of you talk a little bit about this journey, what it's been for you, where you are in the journey currently, because it's not a short journey. This is not a three-day. I had one client who said to me once, yeah, I do Dark Nights of the Soul like every month or so. Like, well, not exactly. Not exactly. So let's start with you, Janet. If you could just talk a little bit about this journey for you.
You know, as you were describing your client, it occurs to me that one of the things that happens in our American culture is we keep looking for the formula.
Yes.
You know, if I just know a prescription and I follow it well, then everything will turn out fine. And there isn't the formula, nor, as I'm sure your listeners will hear this morning, is each journey the same. I know for me, as you were introducing me, I was very struck by what you describe as who I am today bears no resemblance to how you would have described me 6 years ago.
That's correct. Absolutely correct.
Who is that last woman? I don't know her anymore. And, boy, I'm just full of gratitude for having just started to come out the other side of the journey. And from a life of being on airplanes 200,000 miles a year and mostly having more relations with clients and colleagues in cities all across the country than I did in my own home, mm-hmm. and the place I called home, which more was about where I did laundry. to you know, my life now on Whidbey Island, where I have tremendous relations in my neighborhood. I know all of my neighbors, and I have a very large community here that support me both personally and professionally. And my lifestyle is unrecognizable to the past me. This journey's really been about allowing everything that I had accomplished to some point to not so much rip away as be on hold while a larger me could start to come forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really, as you said, at that stage of just beginning to step out. I have not previously acknowledged that I work as a channel until this year, and so that's quite exciting.
Wow, that is exciting. Robin, you are more still in the journey. Talk about, because it's a slightly different journey for you. Could you talk a little bit about kind of what it's like
yes.
for you?
Yes. I think
even though, yes, I agree with Janet that no two journeys are going to look alike, I think we have great great ancients who have gone before us, who are there to help us understand that when we do begin our descent, and I think it usually begins with hearing a call and then going into a descent, a la Joseph Campbell and, you know, Hero's Journey and Jean Shinoda Bolen's Heroine's Journey. I think we do have some assistance. It's almost as if known and unknown beings hold a space around us while we go into it. And I am much more at the beginning to, I guess, almost middle stages, I would say, of this mm-hmm. journey, this void. I've been through a couple of voids in my life before, but none is completely powerful and completely stripping and completely, none that have left me is completely aghast as this one has. So, yeah, I'm very much in the descent. For a while, it was very, very agonizing because I didn't really know what was happening. Even though I'd been in a couple of void experiences before, I couldn't put a handle on what it was and what was happening. And all I knew was that everything on the outer was falling apart. My whole, everything that I knew, that I did, that I associated myself with egoically, it was all getting, like, taken away, mm-hmm. being pulled away.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really left me in a place of saying, well, who am I when I can't identify myself any longer by what I do or how successful I am or think I am or think I ought to be? So, yes, I'm now in a place of descent of really doing very, very little. And actively disidentifying with, well, I think I was that, or that's why I related to that person or that way of being.
Yeah.
And it's a long time.
Yeah, it is a long time. And we'll talk more about what happens when the ego is called on hold and how to actually navigate through it when we return. And we also invite your calls. So do join us when we come back for A Call to Greatness.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Thank you.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back to A Call to Greatness. I'm here today with Janet Harvey and Robin Bridges, both guides, both very connected to spirit, living very spirit-filled lives these days, and we are talking about what is sometimes referred to as a descent process, what happens when you are called to recreate your identity. And we've kind of described the journeys a little bit, and Robin, you mentioned this idea of everything that you were connected to egoically no longer works. And one of the, when I went through this process, what guided me was actually a myth, the myth of Inanna, an old Sumerian myth. And one of the things that struck me in that myth was that Inanna was called to the underworld. It says, it begins, the myth begins by saying she opened her ear to the great below, and she hears her sister calling her, and she prepared to go to the underworld. And I'm wondering, from each of you, when you began to get a feel that something was calling you, did you prepare? How did you set yourselves up to do this journey? Let's start with you, Robin, since you kind of brought up the subject of ego stripping. Let's start with you. How did you prepare?
Well, my first response to that was, oh, gads, where you feel like you're in a classroom and the teacher calls on you and you have no idea what to say. Like, oh, I don't think I did prepare. But In reflecting in these moments on that, my whole life had been a preparation for this work.
Mm-hmm.
And my years of connecting with spirit in various forms through Native American practices, through Celtic practices, I think all of that, my connection with nature and really understanding nature as a very alive, sentient other, I think all of these things resourced me well enough so that when I felt the ground slipping underneath my feet, I was able to trust enough that I didn't completely panic and go off the deep end.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And Janet, what about you?
I was thinking about something spiritual teacher said to me recently when I fell out of the apple tree and nearly broke my ankle, that everything that I have done before was preparing me for what's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my physical well-being aided my healing process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on a pattern level, I think the same is true about this particular transition for me. I think Robin said it earlier, it's not the first time, although this one was a much more expansive stripping of an identity.
Mm-hmm.
And that my ability to not be thrown totally into chaos when I walked around my house and walked into doors and I forgot how to pack a suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
This is an extraordinary thing. The practicalities of life became difficult, and yet
Yes. That
I knew that this change was in service to something bigger. I relied on practices of being in the garden and just being quiet, learning to be still again, walking on the beach. Yes, I have an ongoing meditative practice, and I think for everyone, for everyone, it's a process of quieting that helps us transition and begin to honor what we're releasing, and in that empty space, be available for something new to arrive. And this is really the key point I want to make, that it comes, its arrival comes on its own timeline. And there were many moments for me where I thought, will I ever know who I am to be in the world again?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To have patience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's even hard to know, will I ever actually get to the depth, the real depth of the emptiness?
Yes.
I have seen people try to rush that. Well, if I get there real quick, I can get out.
Nope.
It is its own timing. In this empty space, one of the things I remember is I it was a good day when I did dishes. I mean, it was not possible to do very much. And so many people would ask me the question, what do I do? And I know, Robin, you and I talked about this notion of trying to find something to do when it's really a journey about being. Can you talk a little bit about some of your experiences there, Robin?
Yes, and thank you for asking me that, Victoria. This process of having to learn to be rather than do, because doing is such a great escape from the emotional swells, from the drama, from the fear, from the unknown. And yet, I think we find when we're in this place that the doing doesn't really get us where we want to go, and we see ourselves doing in the same old way that we used to, that is really an old record that's all scratched and ready to be discarded. So that's been a kind of a natural teaching. Every time I take up doing and try to do things the way I used to, it just doesn't work, and I can't do it. So I have to go back, like to sit on that lotus blossom. And I also want to say that I think it's so important that we have others, sentient others who are awake and aware and conscious, who can help us hold this space. And that's something wonderful that you've been doing for me during this process. It's helping remind me that I do have a container for this experience, and that as another being, you are there to assist me in holding that container. And I think that's invaluable, because we aren't meant to go through this all alone. There's much help and assistance out there for us, and it's really important, I think, that even though we do have to go through it alone, it's that opposite. Yes, we go through it alone, and we aren't alone.
Exactly.
That it's very important for anyone who feels that they're in this kind of a place to reach out and find wise and loving support as they go through it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Was it helpful? I'd like to ask both of you this. Was it helpful to you to have the process or the journey named?
Oh, extremely. This is Robin. And for me, it was extremely helpful. It just, like, settled me out like a wave that's finished its energies and is just rolling into the rest of the lake. Very helpful.
I'm torn on this one, because I think for me, it was helpful to my brain, my mental capacity to name it, and it was an enemy for the process. That if I thought I could figure it out, I was almost tricking myself. I was like, oh, this is where I am in the process. when I would do that, and I'd start to say, well, I'm ready to go put something into action, and it would fall apart, is when I'd realize, oh, this is its own rhythm. And I'm only going to hear that rhythm when I stop trying and surrender and just notice and appreciate moment by moment, what am I feeling? What am I sensing? What's wanting to happen next? And the fact that I had a loving husband who understood that process and a community of people who had walked that path before me really was essential to trusting that it was okay to surrender to the timing that universe had in mind.
What I found for myself is that when it was named, my mind relaxed. That actually allowed my mind to stop trying to figure it out. Oh, that's what that is? Okay, this is not my department. Cool.
That was the same for me, Vicki.
So I stopped fighting it that way. Once you're there, once you are on the journey, I want to talk about what happens when you're in the void. How do you stay there? I've got so many questions moving. I want to go through three places at once here. So let's start with, how do you stay? How did you each kind of hold yourself so you could stay in that empty place and dance with it?
Robin here.
Victoria from California.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Robin.
Oh.
Go ahead, Robin.
All right, thank you. I was just going to say that what's helping me most to just stay here, because I'm not as far along as Janet is in that process, if we're going to do a linear scale to it, is just a feeling in my body and my physicality. It's almost like trying to jump out of my skin and jump ahead, and it doesn't feel right. I feel like I'm leaving an essential part of myself behind. So it just that feeling in the body of jumping ahead makes me realize I need to pull back.
Aha, so it's a good physical connection.
Mm-hmm.
And briefly, what about you, Janet? And we'll move to the call, but I want to get a brief.
Right. I think for me it was remembering the pain of the old way. That, you know, I hit a wall where physically and emotionally I could not live the old life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so those moments in the void that were particularly challenging, where I just felt like I wanted to crawl out of my skin,
mm-hmm.
if I'd get quiet and remember, this is what I'm choosing to step
mm-hmm.
from, and I'll keep waiting to step go towards something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Good. So, Veronica, welcome. Welcome, and
there's a ground and see if you heard your sister calling.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome. This happens to be my sister. So, what can we help you with today?
I wanted to explore. Maybe this is an earlier part of the void, you know, the
mm-hmm.
darkness that you guys have talked about so far. When you get to the point where you know it's off, you know it's wrong, you're not at the point where you can even say the old way and the new way, and there's that point where you go, it's so chaotic, it's so messed up, I don't care. And you want to be different, but you haven't quite got it together to even do the dishes yet, but you're just at that point where you go, life's kind of running me around or whatever, and you're just at that point and you go, I don't care, but it takes a certain amount of energy and a certain point of, okay, I've succeeded, I can quiet myself, but you're not even there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Janet, you want to take a stab here?
Well, I think partially in my case what happened is that my body got ill, so it was an ally in that process of slowing down and getting quiet. And the 7 or 8 months of trying to figure out why was I so ill. I basically couldn't keep nourishment in my body. And the whole Western medicine process of trying to discover what the cause of that
mm-hmm.
is what got me through those early stages of the void. The call to healing, perhaps. Not realizing that that was what was going on, was that I was really being called to change my whole way of being.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one piece I'd offer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Robin, anything, as you listen to Veronica, anything that you hear?
Mm-hmm. Well, Veronica, I definitely identify with you, and in my very recent past, there was a time for a few months that I was exactly, I think, where you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very uncomfortable, and there's, you know, there's really, it's like there's no antidote, there's no escape. The only thing I could do in that was just breathe. And I found that breathing more regularly and deeply would help me feel less kind of panicky, because it sounds like for you maybe you got to almost a lethargy of not caring,
mm-hmm.
but for me I got to sort of a panic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think either way the breath can help regulate. And that's really all I knew to do, was just to start breathing more deeply, more regularly. And it would always help bring me back to a more balanced place inside.
We have a little more to say on this, which we'll continue after the break. So you're welcome to stay with us, Veronica, or not, as you choose. And others are welcome to call in as well. And we'll be back to continue this discussion on A Call to Greatness.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, SpiritAlive.com. Victoria Post at SpiritAlive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back to A Call to Greatness. I am Victoria Post. Yes, it rhymes with host, so there we go. And I'm here today with Janet Harvey and Robin Bridges, and we are talking about recreating your identity, descending to the void. And before the break, we were talking with Veronica, and we were talking about this notion of what happens when it sounded like things were still kind of at a chaotic stage, and you hit a point of not caring, and you're not at a new way yet. It's completely undefined. And what I heard a lot, and what I want to ask you too about, is part of this process involves simply being with whatever is, being with yourself however you are, being with your life however unraveled it is. I know that Inanna, in the myth, as she descends into the underworld, she's hung on a hook. She's hung on a hook like a rotting piece of meat, and there is nothing she can do, absolutely nothing. And it isn't until Father Enki, the god of wisdom, fashions these little Enki creatures who come down to be with Inanna's sister, who is moaning in labor, that then they are given the gift of Inanna and she is returned. So one of the things that struck me is how when you don't care, when you are lethargic, when you don't know what's happening, if you can, I think breathing is a good physical way in to learn to simply be with that, like not try to care. And I'd like both of you to address that place a little bit more, because I know when I tried to care, or I thought I should care, or I should be this fabulous meditator, it didn't work.
Vicki, you might remember that I think in a conversation with you once, I said I wanted to write a book called Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda, Didn't.
That's right. Yes.
And what you're describing is that it's almost like a rhythm that we're so conditioned as adults,
yes,
that there's something to do, that there's an action that mm-hmm. will further us.
Right.
And this process isn't about that. Mm-hmm. And so catching myself in the I should or I could or I would
mm-hmm.
and recognizing, oh, there's the trap again.
Right.
And choosing not.
Mm-hmm.
And in its own way, that became a practice for
mm-hmm.
me.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's still a marvelous practice, actually.
Yes. Maybe we should write that book.
Mm-hmm. 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 Do you ever find that then the actions come of themselves?
Yes.
I'm not at that stage yet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm just at the stage where nothing works, so mm-hmm. let's give up trying.
Mm-hmm.
It feels sort of like the Tao, you know. It might be like, you know, when the river isn't flowing, stop mm-hmm. seeking the river. You know, just be.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that that terrible task, as it has been for me, of beingness, just being without being able to call on any of your own senses of abilities or powers or knowledge or anything, even spiritual beings, that there's an alchemy actually that gets started and you sit in your own fire. And I believe that that alchemy is what helps burn us through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's another way of looking at the anonymous, I think. And I've been reading
yeah.
about alchemy lately, and
mm-hmm.
I definitely can feel what it's like to sit in the flames.
Oh, that's a wonderful image.
That's a great image.
Yeah.
And I want to add to that because mm-hmm. I think she's, Robin, you're right on. It is an alchemical process where, you know, particularly germane for a woman, that the sense of being in receptivity, and that we are a container for our own process. And in another staging, we begin to turn the flame up. At some point, we begin to recognize that, okay, if this is the journey that's meant to be, then how do I really embrace it? And I know for myself, when I realized that I was not returning to my old way of being,
mm-hmm.
I took on my descent process in every way I could think of, whether it was self-care, in breathing, in meditating, in healing my physical body, or whether it was with emotional care, in reaching out to people and allowing for a community to support my process.
We have a caller, Julia from Boston.
Thank you. Which leads me to a very interesting question, and we'll see if Julia actually is calling with that question. So, Julia, welcome to A Call to Greatness.
Thank you.
And how can we help?
My question is, we've talked a lot today about the descent into the process. What are the signs, and I imagine they're pretty individual for different people, but what are the signs when you're coming out of that? Can someone tell? I'm at that point right now where it's sort of getting lost in that lethargic stage, and I'd like to know what it's like when you start to come out of that.
Yeah, so she was right where you were, Janet, talking about that moment of turning up the fire. So why don't you go ahead and start, Janet?
I think what happens is that I began to recognize that I was having more fun. I was more enjoying exploring things I hadn't done for myself before than I was my old way of being. And that as I might, you know, take a small step forward to do again in my life, I began to see when I was in the old habit by the fact that it wasn't supported. Things would not happen. I thought, oh, you know, maybe I really want to go work with this client over in this city, and I couldn't get a plane ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Or the whole thing would get scheduled and the contract would get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to the right, just metaphorically in the opposite direction towards something more authentic to my emerging life, then magic happened. Synchronicity showed up. A resource would appear in the form of a person or a situation that was perfect to what I was headed towards. And so it was really about being in the moment and seeing which way is the energy supporting and continuing to move where it did support as opposed to pulling out the foundation underneath.
I also found in my journey that what would happen is my stillness wasn't as supported. That when I was really in that point of stillness and needed to stay there, my life around me accommodated it. And I had people who supported it. I had a situation that supported it. And suddenly, it was kind of like the juice wasn't there. And I started to feel in my own body something sort of calling. It was as though because I'd been developing a practice of listening to what was needed, I could hear something deep inside of me beginning to say, it's time. So I would really offer the practice of deep listening within yourself to hear whatever it was that called you into the process will also call you through it.
That's very helpful. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Is that kind of giving you something to work with there, Robin?
Yes, lots of hope. And I do think it's important when we're in that descent that we be in that beginner's mind, which is where I have to be. So I'm in the place of the East, you know, the fool, I know nothing. Mm-hmm. And I have to be there to authentically get to the next part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yes, but thank you. I was also encouraged, Janet, by hearing what you had to say and you, Vicki. Very helpful to remember.
I'm also wondering, how would you help people distinguish between when they are actually in this process versus in, you know, that kind of place where people just fall into a, whether it's a clinical depression or a little bit of a black hole or a little bit of a down space where they need maybe a similar kind of help, maybe a different kind of help?
That's a great question. You know what it makes me wonder, Victoria, too, is that if a lot of our depressions aren't aborted calls.
Yes.
And I think that anyone who's in a depression, if they can do something expressive and get a container for that expression, it could help clarify and elucidate things to them, not in a way of mental escape like Janet was talking about
right.
earlier,
mm-hmm.
but in a way of helping bring to consciousness the truth of where they are. And I think that the depression has more of a physiological feel to it
mm-hmm.
and this descent in the way that we recognize and honor it and the whole process, the whole journey, the whole reorganization of the self also has the world interacting with one in a way that it's somewhat unmistakable. Because like Janet was saying, and you too, Victoria, it's like nothing is working anymore. It's pretty hard to miss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like the universe is not supporting you anymore to be the way you were.
Right.
Yeah.
I might amplify what you're saying a little bit, Robin, by offering the phrase, it's holistic.
Mm-hmm.
The major transitions in life, it doesn't matter what compartment you look in. It's all dissolving and breaking down.
Yeah.
As opposed to times when I kind of think about it, that life knocks on the window. First, it's kind of a gentle rap, which might look like, you know, you didn't get the promotion you wanted, or, you know, the person you're dating all of a sudden doesn't look like it's the one.
Right.
To a much heavier rap on the window that says, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to get ill, or
great.
There'll be major chaos.
Yeah. Well, we'll come back and look at more raps on the window in just a moment when we return to A Call to Greatness. Stay with us. Call in with your questions, comments, and stories. We'll be back in a moment.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
Adding fractions is nothing.
For real?
Look, these are denominators. You multiply this one so that it's the same as that, and you add them up.
Man, that's easy.
Charles Bennett dreamed of returning to the old neighborhood as a teacher, but without money for college, only half of his dream came true. He's back in the old neighborhood.
Well, enough math. I gotta deliver these sandwiches.
Please support the United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A message from the UNCF and the Ad Council.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or a comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back to the final segment of this edition of A Call to Greatness. And I am here with Janet Harvey and Robin Bridges, looking at the process of recreating your identity. And we were differentiating between what you were calling, Janet, life knocking on the window. And I think your analogy was a good one, that sometimes there are events that don't work out the way we want that can trigger disappointments, that can trigger a lot of feeling, a lot of emotion. And how would you encourage people to kind of follow it, follow through, so they can understand where they are? You know, you mentioned, Robin, some physical, like doing maybe a physical activity. I dance it and see what emerges that way. How would you encourage, let's start with you, Janet, how would you encourage people to really listen? It's like, it's easy to say to someone, just listen to yourself, just listen to yourself. But in our fast-paced culture, it's not always easy to do.
That's true. A couple of things come to mind. As an overarching comment, I'd like to say that I think the reinvention process is much about a journey to inner mastery, that valuing the inner life and having some mastery in navigating it is what generates outer life ease. And that this process, yes, it's deep listening, I agree with that. I've come to a rhythm for myself that I call notice it, name it, and negotiate it. And it gets activated by bringing a perspective of curiosity. You know, that the old habits of being stimulated by knowledge or by performance or creating great results in the world gets replaced by a sense of wonder, fueled by my curiosity and my imagination of what could be possible. I begin to notice my reactions to the disappointment and begin to choose an alternative way. It's like, if in the past with that disappointment my choice was to work harder, maybe this time I might choose to ask for help or look for resource, mm-hmm. or release it and experiment with someone else, something else. So that's the noticing, naming how my reaction historically has been triggered and choosing to imagine a different way and then negotiating for it.
Yeah. Noticing, naming, negotiating. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. Robin, what are you finding most helpful? Any guidance, any techniques? What are you finding most helpful as you go through the process for you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm finding as much alone time and quiet time as I can is important. As you were talking about earlier, self-care, avoiding, when possible, even though there's Buddhist dictates that say do not avoid pain and seek pleasure. I have been avoiding people who I feel are would be difficult to be around, jarring energies, you know. Yeah, a lot of sequestering, and in as pleasant an environment as possible that's soothing, that's nurturing, a lot of water. Here at Lake Tahoe, I'm swimming in this very sentient lake every day. It's like a homeopathy, an emotional tonic. It's wonderful. So anything that is soulfully soothing, I am finding is very helpful.
Great. Janet, anything that you would encourage listeners to be aware of, anything that was particularly helpful for you as you went through the journey?
A couple of things spring to mind, very practical suggestions. Work diligently to slow down. Really ask oneself the question, do I need to add that one more thing on my plate, that one more trip to have, that one more person to call, that one more thing on my to-do list, to begin to be very disciplined in creating spaciousness as importantly as activity or result. Really valuing having the room to expand. I think the other thing that was really important for me was to allow the expression of what I was feeling. That when I held a stiff upper lip, as opposed to, you know, sobbing if that's what I needed to do, it actually made it harder and more painful. So whatever I was feeling, to allow it its expression in my journal, dancing, as you said, sometimes singing, sometimes I just needed to take a long walk in a woods where I could scream and nobody could hear me.
Exactly.
But the key here really is about full expression, and it goes with the first thing I said, which is make the room so that you can engage in those activities.
And that is a discipline as well, since we in our crazy world today don't encourage that a lot. There isn't, we don't all have a lot of practice. And so I would also encourage any of you going through this process to make sure that you have guidance, that you have support. Janet and Robin both work in guidance and support of others through these and many other processes. This isn't all they do. If you would like to get more information about their work, you can, Janet's website, she can be reached at www.invitechange.com. Very appropriate name there. So, invitechange.com. Robin Bridges can be reached at robinbridges.com, and that's Robin with a Y, R-O-B-Y-N, bridges.com. I am also available for guidance of this type at spiritalive.com, and I would encourage you to seek support from someone who's who really is familiar with the journey and can help hold and create the container. That was very important to me, was kind of knowing that there actually was a container to hold me while I could dance in every possible direction and sing and do whatever it was I needed to do. Any last helpful words, Robin and Janet? Any last thing that you would like to leave listeners with?
This is Janet. I have one little practical addition to make. Very excited to announce something called Would Be Healing Arts, which is www.widbehealingarts.com. And for your Washington State callers, this is located on Whidbey Island, and it's a wonderful venue to come and get body self-care. And one of my colleagues, Shari Spieler, and also shamanic healing practices, and that's where I also offer the channeling, which is an addition to the life coaching work.
Wonderful. So that's WhidbeyHealingArts.com.
Yes. And I really just want to say thank you, Vicki, for your courage and leadership in bringing this very important topic forward. And as I said about giving it full expression, your venue here helps others realize I'm not crazy.
Yes.
I haven't lost my mind. This process is real, and others go through it. And are enlivened and larger in life having done so.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Robin, anything you would like to add?
Yes, also, as Janet did, my gratefulness to you, Vicki, and to all the callers and the listeners. And I really get that we are all parts of the whole and parts of the one, and I am happy that all the listeners have had an opportunity in some way energetically to participate with us and we with all of you. And this is a good path we're on, this path of conscious living. So my gratitude extended to all things.
Thank you. Thank you. And I would also like to offer all of you courage. I think it takes courage to really find your own greatness, which is really at your core. As it says in my description of the show, that the greatness is not so much in what you do, but it is in who you are. And so I encourage any of you on this process to keep listening, to stay with it. And I invite you to tune in again next week for A Call to Greatness, when my guest will be Pat Kane, founder of Compassitar, which teaches a popular education, hands-on approach to trauma healing. She's just returned from Rwanda. It should be a fascinating show. Thank you for joining us, and continue through your life following your own call to greatness. Blessings. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to A Call to Greatness. To contact Victoria, visit spiritalive.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another profound hour on The Call to Greatness with Victoria Post.